Welcome, Impactful Parents. It's time for the Impactful Parenting Podcast, where I give you parenting tips and resources to make you a more impactful parent to your school-aged child. I am your host, Christina Campos. Welcome, Impactful Parents. I'm glad you're here today because we're going to talk about how to parent with purpose. We're going to talk about parenting goals and, just in general, how to be a better parent. So somewhere between when our children are toddlers and 18 years old, parents get lost. We lose sight of the real goals of parenting. The purpose of parenting is not to have a kid that goes to college. The purpose of parenting is not to grow a star athlete. The purpose of parenting is not to raise an adult that will someday get married and have their own children. These are all aspirations that we have for our kids, but this is not the purpose of parenting. Goals like going to college or finding a spouse are important. Still, the mistake many parents make is making those goals too important. Let me explain. The purpose of parenting is to grow a self-sufficient adult, to teach another human to be kind, honest, help others, and be responsible. The purpose of parenting is to teach children how to take care of their bodies, their minds, and their health. The purpose of parenting is to encourage our kids to contribute to society in a positive way. You may have your own parenting objectives. Parenting with purpose reflects these objectives, but notice that these are all personality qualities. These are things that we want our children to have. They're qualities we want them to embody. They are not tangible achievements. Now, goals are different. They are not our parenting objectives, like the things I just mentioned above, but goals are tangible. Goals have a beginning and an end. Goals are essential because often they are the vehicle in which we are trying to teach our kids the lessons that we want them to learn in the purpose of parenting. Goals provide direction and destination. For example, a car's purpose is to take you from one place to another. And goals are the same. Their purpose is to take you from one place to another with a certain tangible objective at the end of the destination. The purpose of a car is not to teach you how to drive. Instead, the purpose of the car is to get you to your destination, and we hope that the journey to the destination teaches the person behind the wheel to be a good driver. That is what parenting goals do also. Goals provide a journey to learn. They are vehicles for learning. Now, the common mistake that many parents make is forgetting the purpose of the goals. We lose the meaning in the middle of our everyday muck and forget the big picture objectives. Let me give you an example. When my child was an infant, all I cared about was the goals and the milestones. Could my child sit alone by the time they were 9 months? Could my child walk independently by 18 months? Could my child use two-word phrases by the time they were 24 months? Everything was a milestone, and I knew my child was developing appropriately if they hit those markers. These milestones are not absolutes, but they are ways to help us gauge development. As children get older, there are more unspoken milestones, but now they come in personality development. How do I grow a child that values kindness, health, honesty, responsibility, and service to their community? What will be my vehicle to these life lessons? Well, to teach my children the value of health, I put my kids in sports. I want my children to learn how to cooperate with others toward a common goal and see the value of exercise along the way. These are good intentions, but I had to bite my tongue several times when my children wanted to quit a sport that they were just not interested in anymore. For me, I was like, what? I spent money on that sport and you were doing great. Why? But you see, sometimes I got so focused on the activity and what I thought the activity was contributing to my child that I lost sight of the real intent of the activity. In this case, I was trying to teach my child teamwork and the value of health. But the minute the sport did not serve my child for the lesson I was trying to teach was the same minute that activity needed to change. Forcing my child to continue past the end of the sport season just taught my child to resent the activity and also taught them that my word was more important than their lesson. And that's not what I wanted. I needed to find another vehicle to teach the lesson if the sport wasn't doing that anymore. Now, tangible goals are essential because they give people something to work toward. It doesn't matter if the tangible goal is to make the sports team, to get the A on the exam, or to receive the award. The tangible goal can act as those milestones that we need to keep moving forward and progressing in the right direction. Tangible goals give us a gauge for our successes and failures. But remember, the concrete goals are not the goals of parenting. And I know this will sound cliche here, but as parents, we really need to focus on the journey and not the destination. Let's take, for example, my oldest son. Again, I wanted to teach him the value of health and fitness, so I encouraged him to join a sports team at school. And he picked cross country. Now, my son is not a runner, but my goal for him was to finish the season and learn the value of exercise along the way. Unfortunately, the track season was rough. My son lost many meets, and in one race in particular, he came in dead last. The poor kid crossed the finish line alone, embarrassed and feeling defeated. Now, I know this sounds crazy, but it was one of my proudest moments as a mother. Why? My son finished. He never gave up. He did not let the embarrassment stray him away from the goal, which that day was just across the finish line. Maybe my son did not cross the finish line first, but I guarantee you, I acted like he did. I gave him a celebration as though he was the winner. I could have gotten mad at the coach for setting him up for failure. I could have focused on the loss itself and pushed him to train more and be better. But both of those options just didn't feel right. The goal of putting him in the sport was never for him to win. Let me tell you the opposite story now, because I also have a daughter that is a great athlete, and no matter what she tries, she wins, and she's good at everything. Now, at first, I was proud of my daughter's winnings because it felt like she was hitting all the goals with ease, but I began to worry after a while. You see, it dawned on me that my daughter didn't know how to lose. Losing is tough, and being gracious when you lose is even more difficult. So although my daughter was crossing the finish line first and winning the prize, she wasn't learning the bigger lessons from the sports. I have one child that gets the trophy and one child that comes in last. And although the trophy was rewarding and the trophy was a great achievement for her, the trophy actually didn't teach my daughter much. Sometimes it's not about the end goal, but it's more about the journey. The goal just gives us drive and destination, but it is more important to look at the journey along the way. So again, there's two different things happening in parenting. We have the purpose of parenting, and we have the goals that we set for our kids, which are more of the vehicles that we use to teach the purpose, those deeper qualities that we're trying to instill in our kids. Understanding the role of goals or milestones, as people might call them, in parenting is really important, because goals are the fuel and goals give us direction. And having a goal for your child to be the honor student is not bad. But don't forget what the real objective is. And that would be, in this case, to value education, work ethic, and learning. That is what the purpose of parenting is all about, to teach those qualities, the value of education, work ethic, and learning. And the goal of becoming an honor student is just the vehicle to teach those lessons. Consider your goals for your child. Are they surface level, tangible objectives? And if so, what's the real objective behind those goals? What are the qualities that you're trying to instill? Those personality qualities are the purpose of parenting. And we just have to be careful that through our everyday muck and all of the hardships of parenting, that we don't lose sight of those two different things, because they both serve different purposes. Now, if this blog resonated with you, please listen on, because I have an amazing opportunity for you. I want to help you become a super mom in my new program called the Super Mom Support Squad. We dive deeper into questions like the purpose of parenting mentioned today. And best of all, the Super Mom Support Squad is all about making new friends and getting support from other parents. Because moms need other moms who understand what they're going through. And I want to provide a safe place for you to ask questions. So join us in this fantastic opportunity. It's going to be 21 weeks of the best moms group you have ever been in. It's all virtual. It's all worth it. Parent coaching is an investment, and I hope you consider it. And to find out more information about it, check out theimpactfulparent.com/support squad, and I'll be sure to leave the details in the show notes. But hurry, because our registration will end and the group will begin. So check out this opportunity today. And if you're listening to this podcast after the opportunity has already passed, because maybe the group has already started, then don't worry, get on the wait list. And when I offer this program again, you'll be one of the first to know and be able to get in, because space is limited. I want women to be able to bond together, and bonding only happens in small groups. So check it out, and I hope that you have your own supermom parenting squad that you can rely on. And if not, come and join mine. Because you got this, parents. I'm just here to help. Thank you for listening today. Remember to subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. And don't forget, the Impactful Parenting Podcast is an extension of the Impactful Parent community. So go to the Impactful Parent website and sign up for a 30-day challenge, browse the free resources, or register for the weekly newsletter so that you don't miss a parenting tip that can help you and your family. Thanks for listening today, and go to theimpactfulparent.com. See you next episode.